The first example we learn about are those munafiq who are firm disbelievers in their hearts and had accepted Islam to deceive the Muslims. Some of these were the Yahud. If we look at the history a little bit, we will understand these ayahs a little better. When Prophet Muhammad ﷺ migrated and came to Medina, there were three tribes of Yahud and two tribes of Arabs, the Aus and the Khazraj, who resided there. The Arab tribes of Aus and Khazraj had accepted Islam, while the Yahud tribes had come to Medina as they were not from this area and had settled there long ago because they knew a prophet would come to this land and would be from them. As they knew all prophets were from them, so they would threaten the Arabs from time to time that when the prophet comes, they would join with him and fight against them. But the prophet ﷺ was from the Quraysh. The Yahud were filled with anger and jealousy. And when they saw so many people accepting Islam in Medina, so they adopted a ploy. They would superficially accept Islam in the mornings and then would show people that they turned back into their religion in the evening. So in the morning they were Muslims and in the evening disbelievers. But why? This is because they would show people and tell them, we didn't find anything in this religion. This is all talk and all the noise for nothing. Because whoever accepted Islam, they never returned to disbelief. So these Yahud who were knowledgeable and had a divine book, and the Arab did not have a divine scripture or any book, and they call these people, the Yahud, the people of the book. They had big scholars in them. So when they did this, they would get surprised, especially those with weak faith. They would start questioning and thought, if this religion was really good, these people would have stayed upon it. As sometimes today, we begin to question and say, these people are so educated, wouldn't they understand and accept Islam? So, when our thinking is covered up and we cannot recognize the truth ourselves, then we look to others. It doesn't matter if someone is highly educated or PhD. So they would return back to disbelief in the evening. They would say, we have tried this religion and there is nothing in it. So this would be their scheme to turn people away from Islam. Also, there were some people in the tribes of Arabs who had accepted Islam because their tribes had accepted Islam. So it was not that they had accepted Islam from their hearts, nor they saw the truth of it, nor they felt it was the truth. Because of the tribal system, when they saw the tribes accepting Islam, they too just followed. Because of this, they were not ready to make any sacrifices. They felt they had accepted Islam, but did not agree to making any sacrifices in this way. So they were not ready. We see different types of nifaq, so we should always make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from all types of nifaq, you know, from our hearts. مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. Their example is an example of one who lights a fire. So if you can imagine a desert, in it there are people who are traveling in a caravan going somewhere. All of a sudden, it gets extremely dark, and the night is so dark that they cannot see anything. From among these people, a person collects wood and lights a fire. When the fire is lit, the entire surroundings light up, and light is all around, and everyone is able to see. They can see their way and where they have to go. When the surroundings are lit, there are some who lose their sight and cannot see at all. So they are still in darkness. Initially, the surrounding was filled with darkness. Now the surrounding is lit, but they have become blind. So for them, darkness is there as it was there before. Now we look at the ayahs. The first example is of one who light the fire. And who is this person? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who lit a fire. What was the society of Arabs at that time? It was a period of jahiliya, or ignorance. They did not know what was the right way. There were darknesses of shirk, disbelief, ignorance, injustices. They were wandering in their darknesses. In this, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was raised as a prophet. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the nubuwa, which is prophethood, and starts receiving the wahi, or the revelation, it illuminated the entire surroundings. The society hence became illuminated, and they could see from right and wrong. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ. So when he illuminated his surroundings, when he lit the fire. So what is أَضَاءَتْ? It is from ضِيَاء, which is a type of a light. Nur is also a light, but there is a difference between the two. Dia has light and heat. So in Arabs, in the desert at night, it would get very cold. So when they lit the fire, it served both purposes for them. They would get light and would warm themselves from the heat. As in the story of Musa alayhi salam, when he was lost, he saw a fire from a distance. So he tells his family he will bring a firebrand so they could warm themselves. They would sit in deserts with fires burning to warm themselves. So when he lit the fire, it illuminated his entire surroundings. Then what happened? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away these people's sight and they became blind. As when there was no light in eyes, so eyes cannot see. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them in the darknesses. So they don't see, لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, anything. They don't see anything. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received wahi and received the prophethood, and the surroundings became bright and illuminated, and with Islam, people could see the correct way. Now these people's sight was taken away. We learn that خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed their hearts and hearing. And here we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away their sight. Na'udhu billah, is this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who wanted this for them? That they became blind and could not see? No. As we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put an ability in every human to recognize the truth. In other words, we are programmed for this. In one hadith, it is mentioned that every child is born with something called a fitrah. In English, this word can be explained as primordial human nature or a natural instinct. So every child is born with this natural instinct of Islam. Then his parents make him Yahud, Christian, or whatever else the parents worship. So every child is born with fitrah of Islam and to believe in one Allah. And we are programmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to believe in this. If we look at Surah An-Nur, Ayah 35, a very beautiful and an amazing ayah that gives an example of the heart of a person filled with nur, which is light or a spark by which one can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the truth. But sometimes what happens? This ability or the nur to recognize the truth is extinguished or covered up. Why? From the effects of the surroundings. Sometimes due to jealousy, hatred, and stubbornness or refusing to listen to the one conveying the truth. What happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah to Medina, just before that time, a man named Abdullah ibn Ubay was about to be crowned as a king or leader of Medina. Even the order for his crown was made, and a big ceremony to crown him was to take place. He was about to get the position of power. While today people fight over and break ties over small positions and small matters, and he was about to become leader of entire Medina, and everyone had agreed to this. Just then, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina. Then what happened? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became the leader instead of Abdullah ibn Ubay. What happened to Abdullah ibn Ubay? He had to accept Islam because his entire tribe had accepted Islam. So basically, he did not have a choice. But in his heart, there was something else. So superficially, he accepted Islam and he recited the kalama by tongue. But his heart was filled with so much jealousy and hatred and enmity for the Muslims. Then his friends and company were also with him in this hatred. This was not only for that time, but will continue to happen until the Day of Judgment. Do we wait for everyone to be a good Muslim so we become like them? Because some people are waiting for this. We can see this when they question, why are so and so Muslims like this? Why do they do this and that? Why do people do that while learning Quran? They have so many objections. Why should we come this way? We have seen so many Muslims doing bad things. So if one has these type of sentiments, then they should consider the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when even then there were these type of people. That time will not come when everyone who says they are Muslims are true and faithful. This was not the case even at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Abdullah ibn Ubay is the leader of the hypocrites who slandered against Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, as mentioned in Surah An-Nur. These munafiq or hypocrites, when they recited the kalima, the testimony of faith, and they recognized the truth and came so near to Islam, but because of their jealousy, ego, arrogance, their own self-greatness and anger, that now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made the leader because of this, they could not bring and adopt true faith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away their ability. We must remember, whoever sees and recognizes the truth, they should accept it and say, Labbaik, sami'na wa ata'na. We heard and we obey. But when the truth is recognized, but because of one's own ego and arrogance, doesn't believe, as sometimes the older ones are told by a kid or a child about a true matter, this hinders them from listening. Their thinking is that if we listen and follow what the child tells us, what will others think? That we were wrong all this time? Especially in matters of deen. And keep on denying due to arrogance and ego. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away their ability to accept the truth by heart and with sincerity. So this is what happened with the disbelievers, mentioned in ayah 6 and 7. And this is the same thing that happened with the munafiqeen. They saw the truth and verbally accepted Islam and were known as Muslims. But in their hearts, there was so much hatred and jealousy for Islam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that their sight is taken away, not that they became physically blind of seeing, but the inner ability to recognize the truth was taken away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them both lights or nurs. The first one was the one lit outside in form of wahi or revelation to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the one inside their hearts. Now what happened? The nur, or the light outside, was present and illuminating, but the one inside them was extinguished. So their ability was taken away. their sight was gone. Just as when the sun is out in the brightest of days. But if a person is blind, then it doesn't matter. For them is darkness. So these hypocrites were still in the darknesses of ignorance, just as they were before accepting Islam. Another example, consider someone who is bedridden and does not exercise their limbs, nor uses it to walk. So after many months, if they try to walk, they will not be able to, because their muscles have lost their ability to be used. Just the same, the ability given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recognize the truth, if we do not exercise it or use it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it away because the person did not use it. Or like someone who gets a fracture in an arm and after some time they try to use it, the arm doesn't move. Same with eyes. If eyes are blindfolded for about 6 to 8 months, when the eyes are open, they will not be able to see because they didn't use the eyes and get the exercises from regular use. So if one continues to take advantage of this ability to recognize the truth and use it, then they will be able to recognize the truth. But if they don't use it for any reason, then it gets taken away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away this ability. So now what happens? فَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ اللَّهِ يُبْصِرُونَ. So they remain in the darknesses they were in before. So what are those darknesses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them in? Greed, envy, jealousy, want of worldly things and materials, desires, and wanting of position, ego, all these are darknesses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them to wander in these darknesses. There is no light for them. They cannot see. The inner insight to recognize the truth and falsehood is taken away. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them to wander. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave them in that state? Because whatever path someone wants to adopt or walk upon, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens those doors for them. Remember, if one wants to come to goodness and righteousness, and that person takes that step, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts ease on that path. And if one wants to stay upon bad and evil, then no, guidance is not an easy thing, nor so cheap and inexpensive, nor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forces someone upon it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't force upon anyone. But if anyone wants to be strayed and be lost, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens those doors for them. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not force guidance upon anyone until someone desires it in their hearts and wants to see the path of guidance and wants to walk upon it. So if one wants to stay misguided, then they will be left upon misguidance. This is the test. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world. Because if Allah forced guidance upon everyone, then it would not be a test. And He can make everyone walk upon guidance. But this is why He gave us a mind, an intellect, and ability to understand. Then He sent prophets and revelations to remind us to use our intellect to recognize the truth. So now, whoever wants to come to the truth, they can come to it. And whoever doesn't want to come to guidance, it's up to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves those who doesn't want to come to the guidance. The nur or light is there. But they are so unfortunate that inside them are only darknesses. So when there are darknesses, A person cannot understand, as a blind person cannot know which path to take. So this was their own choice. They chose to remain blind. Summum bukmun umyun fahum la yarjun. They are deaf, dumb, and blind. And now they will never return. They will never come to guidance. Why are they called deaf, dumb, and blind? As we just learned, they lost their light. For example, if a person is unable to see, and someone calls out to them and tells them not to walk upon that way because there is danger for them ahead, and tells them to turn away to here or there, the blind person hears and saves himself. So if one is deaf, they cannot hear anyone. Then, if on top of it, he is also dumb and unable to speak. Because if one is deaf and blind but can speak, can still call out for help when in danger, or when they cannot find the way, they can get help. But these hypocrites are as if they cannot speak. They don't hear the truth, and they are already blind. So whoever is at that stage, do you think they will ever find the straight path and be successful? No. فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. They have become a hopeless case. They reach the point of no return, and they will never turn back. This is because they cannot speak, nor call out, nor hear anyone's voice, nor see anything. They are in darknesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left them in the darkness. They did not want to benefit from the light. When the fire was lit and there was light, if they wanted, they could have gained benefit from that nur, that light. But they prefer to remain in darknesses. So those who want to remain in darknesses, they are left to wander in them. One who sees guidance, recognizes it, and acknowledges it, but still doesn't accept with a sincere heart, then they will never return to guidance, ever. Like someone who doesn't have any knowledge and are wandering. Even these kind of persons, wandering is not so dangerous, because if someone tells them, he will hear and understand and come back to the truth. The one who has the knowledge and loses his way, this is very difficult, because he will say he knows everything and will say, who can tell me more? So why are eyes, ears, and speaking mentioned? Because the source of change from guidance are these faculties. When he sees from eyes, hears from his ears, he calls out and gets help from someone. But when these sources are closed, then one cannot gain any knowledge. And if one doesn't gain knowledge, they will remain ignorant and will continue wandering in the darknesses. Even when one has ears, how can they be deaf? They are not physically deaf. But the matter is, they didn't use these ears to hear the truth. And this was at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hypocrites, while they sat and heard the truth and revelations, they acted as if they didn't even hear it at all. So they were in the gatherings of the Prophet, but their hearing was as same as one who doesn't hear anything. So they were once deaf. They could see the ayat or verses of Allah in front of them. They could also see signs of Allah spread all around them. But even while seeing, they acted as if they didn't see any of it. They have veils over their eyes and cannot see the truth. So they are umyun. They can speak the truth, but they don't speak it. So they are book one. So this is about those munafiqeen or hypocrites, those who are true disbelievers at heart, because of their trying to deceive and their nifaq in their hearts, they would pretend to others that they were Muslims. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away their light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them go their way. If their benefits are more beloved, and if their love of this life is more beloved, and if their desires are more beloved, then these are all darknesses, and this is their destiny. Alhamdulillah, this concludes our lesson for this week. Please listen to the tilawa. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون.